Hi, what's your name?
My name is Orivelis Torres.
You're going to participate in the caravan to Cuba?
Yes, sir.
How did you find out about it?
I was actually taking a Cuba contemporary class at John Jay College with Professor Luis Barrios.
What is the purpose of the caravan?
The purpose of the caravan is to stop the blockade, which is stopping the Cuban people from developing in this world. We're not letting a country develop, and I think it's being selfish as a capitalist country.
Do you understand why there is a blockade?
Basically, it's so the U.S. can get their way and stop communism, I think, more than anything. And, I mean, until they get their way, they're not going to stop the blockade. And basically, that is Castro giving up, which is, you know, out of the question.
But communism has been defeated around the world. There's not much of it around. Why do you think the U.S. is so hard on Cuba, which is a relatively small country?
I believe it's the one country that the U.S. never got a hold of. And it's more of a thing that's gone far back. Definitely a revenge-type story.
So what are you going to do? You're going to drive, escort donations that people are sending to Cuba?
I'm definitely going to meet up in Texas, and we're going to go from there to Mexico. There's going to be a couple of young people there. John Jay College represent.
And how long is the trip?
This is approximately 3 weeks. The trip starts on the 7th, I believe. A lot of people are meeting in Texas on the 17th, and we'll go there till August 2nd, I believe.
And are you going to tour Cuba or work there?
It's not really for fun. We're basically going there to prove a point that the blockade must stop.
What do you plan to learn in Cuba while you're there?
This is the first time I'm leaving the country, and I want to talk to the people and ask them questions. We're definitely not properly informed here, and I think it's very important for people to go see it for themselves.
Okay, I even get the music now. What's your name, ma'am?
Angie Leibowitz.
You went to Cuba some time ago.
Around 15 years ago. I was interested in the medical profession.
Are you in the medical profession?
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
What was the quality of medicine in Cuba that you found when you went there?
Very good. Technically, they didn't have all the equipment or the parts that they needed, but they had the heart and the willingness and the ear to listen, plus the fact that they had very good technique, public health-wise, you know?
Emily, you are one of the organizers of this year's caravan to Cuba.
I've been involved with Pastors for Peace for a number of years, so I'm involved in this year as well.
So what does it take to organize a caravan? Are you getting a lot of help?
We get a lot of help. We couldn't possibly do it without a vast number of people that help in a lot of different ways. There are volunteers in our office every day. It's a community-wide effort. See, what's going on in New York City is happening in 114 different cities around the United States right now. They're getting ready to host a caravan, identifying people to go on the caravan themselves, raising money to help them with scholarships. They're gathering humanitarian aid.
Bill, how long have you been with the organization, with IFCO?
Since 1993. I'm driving a bus out of Washington State. It'll pick up all types of humanitarian aid. Computers, wheelchairs, walkers, medicine, school supplies. It'll take whatever people collect for Cuba. We'll take it to them.
What type of people and organizations are making donations?
Just everyday people, like people from universities, people from churches all over the United States that donate money so that we can operate these buses, because we have 14 different routes. That means thousands of dollars of money just to drive the buses from the Canadian border to the Mexican border.
And you're all crossing at the same point?
We'll all cross in McAllen, Texas on, I believe it's the 23rd of July.
How many times have you taken the trip?
Let's see, this is 16 caravans. I've been on 14 of them.
Some years must have been more difficult than others?
Well, yeah, we've had times where they've seized vehicles at the border and people have done hunger strikes. They seized computers in San Diego and people fasted for 94 days. But, you know, we have a thing that we say, if they stop us at the border, we won. And if they let us go through the border, we've won. Because if they stop us at the border, we get more press coverage and allows more Americans to understand that there are people that are standing against the government of the United States.
Have they ever arrested anybody and charged them with whatever crime it is to go to Cuba?
The people that have suffered penalties under the law have been individuals who have gone by themselves, not with a group of people behind them. When we're stopped at the border, when a bus is seized, we have a whole network of people that can get the faxes out, that can contact the news media, that gets on the news within minutes of when it happens. Most people in the United States do not know that there's a blockade against Cuba. And when you explain this to them, as we do in these caravan stops, they're incredulous. Why would we do this? This is so stupid.
This year it happens for the first time in all of these caravans. We're having a bus that's going to make a stop in every state in the United States except Alaska and Hawaii. So we call this a super caravan. And we're also donating buses this year in the name of the Cuban Five that are in prison in this country. You know, you have to take it upon yourself to stand up to the government. Like, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I fought for 26 months in Vietnam. And now my government has the nerve to say to me that I can't go to Cuba, because we don't want to know that in a country like Cuba, everybody has free education through college. You know, we don't have that here. Everybody has medical care. As a Vietnam vet, the VA pays me nothing. But in Cuba, they don't care that I don't have any money. They just know that I needed something done. They said, come on. I fought for my country, and I should be able to do humanitarian aid if I want to anybody. They could put me in jail.